USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds his first rally since the second round of Democratic debates. 17,000 Trump supporters decked out in red, white, and blue inside the U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, with many, many more outside who could not get in.
Democrat lawmakers care more about illegal aliens than they care about their own constituents. They put foreign citizens before American citizens.
And the president goes on to tell the crowd,
"Today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities." That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Other headlines this hour, President Trump announcing additional tariffs on Chinese goods. Wall Street seeing red, the Dow losing almost 281 points to close at 26,583, the NASDAQ down 64 points, the S&P 500 down almost 27 points. Speaking of money, to Capitol Hill now, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking with reporters about a bipartisan budget deal that now heads to President Trump's desk to be signed. It funds the government for 2 years past the 2020 election. Here's Pelosi.
We still have to go into an appropriations process, and we'll have that debate as we go along. But I think that we've set a blueprint for success to avoid a continuing resolution, to avoid a shutdown of government.
And a new survey conducted by the company Market Force finds Chick-fil-A the number one pick for fast food, more than 7,000 people participating. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A budget deal heads to President Trump's desk, but not everyone happy about it. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
A two-year agreement to raise federal spending and at the same time lift the government's borrowing limit will go to the president's desk after it was passed in the Senate with many Republicans opposing it. One of those against the bill and a no vote was Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul.
Shame. Shame on the politicians who campaign as conservatives but govern as big spenders. America, wake up. There is too much compromise, and the compromise is always more debt.
Other notable GOP senators who voted no include Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden says the debates should focus on one thing, defeating President Trump. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
At the Wednesday night debate in Detroit, Biden was the target of most of the other Democrats on the stage with him. Here's Cory Booker, who said,
"You invoke President Obama more than anybody in this campaign. You can't do it when it's convenient and then dodge it when it's not."
In Thursday remarks to reporters, Biden said Democrats should be more focused on President Trump.
"I hope the next debate we can talk about how we fix our answers to fix the things that Trump has broken, not how Barack Obama made all these mistakes. He didn't."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.